This is awesome, though. We'll show you. Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely. Now, we're not saying go into all your classes and start upticking and filming it. But, you know, it is a holiday week. So if you are in school or, you know.
It's a good time.
Start upticking and send it. Let's make it a global phenomenon.
Absolutely.
Even though it probably already is. Shout out Argentina. I heard we're big in Buenos Aires these days.
Oh, wow.
The billions continue to pick up. I got the update. I saw the metrics.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Big spike in Buenos Aires.
Wow. Love that, Dibs.
Huge.
Yeah.
Dibs, we're moving. We're moving.
I think it was the grilled cheese conversation that really got them going. I don't know why you give me that look. I'm just telling you about the metrics. It's not, it's the data. It's not me.
I'm going to move on.
All right. We'll keep moving. This Warrior situation, not very pleasant as we see the three-game Texas road trip come to an end, 0-3, 12-point defeat to the Spurs, 3-point defeat to the Mavericks, 21-point defeat to the Houston Rockets to start the whole thing. I was talking with Damon on Friday. I came in. He had spoke to Steve Kerr for about 20 minutes. Fantastic interview. If you haven't checked it out, radio.com, website 957thegame.com. You can find the podcast. And one of the things we got into is, as you continue to talk about the rift, what caused the rift, why it's going to be so difficult to repair. You talk about Durant being sensitive. We've mentioned on this show before, when Kalena was in last week, he's really, outside of being 7 feet tall and a phenomenal basketball player, he really is your typical millennial, right? I think the one thing that could really help him, and I know it sounds crazy, turn off the social media. Like, everyone around you is going to tell you it's about your brand. You can make a lot of money on social. You need to build up the followings. They're right. They are right. But it comes with a price, right? It comes with a price. This guy, the one thing that stuck me when he did the interview with Dame Lillard CJ McCollum on CJ's podcast, there was a lot they talked about. And the thing that came out was the little trash talk at the end, blah, blah, blah. And everyone took headlines from that. I grabbed the conversation that they had about social, where they both said the first thing they do when they wake up in the morning is look at their phones. And I that's normal. I think a lot of people do it. I do it. And I hate it. I hate it when I take a 90-minute nap in the afternoon and I wake up and the first thing I look at is my phone because there's a text or a call or a message on there where someone needs something or something went wrong. And before you can even allow your brain to wake up, you're immediately thinking negatively. And it carries over. It seeps in. It can affect your day. I've told this before, and I know it's going way too deep. But when I went to Wyoming this summer, put the phone down for the week. I allowed myself 10 minutes a day just to check emails and texts for work purposes. No social. It's a different world. You don't realize how sucked into this you get, especially for guys like us in the media who are constantly commenting on all these games. Sundays can be fun because everyone's talking about the games. But the reality is when you get sucked into this dreck, and I couldn't imagine being Durant. You log on and you look at the mentions on Twitter. Do you know how many people are coming at you? How many faceless eggs are coming at you on Twitter? Instagram. You try to go on and look at a picture. Chaos. I really believe that if the guy could just put that stuff down for a few days, just play some basketball, live in the moment, live in life, actual life, breathe in some fresh air, look around for a little bit. I think that could help. I know that that might sound crazy, but the reality is there's nothing good that's coming from that. I'm sure you're making plenty of money. You're promoting things, advertising things. I get it. Put that thing down, man. Stop worrying about what everyone has to say, because if you're a sensitive individual, and a lot of people are, that's not going to help you. That's not, nothing on Twitter is going to help you, right? If you want to go on and promote some endorsement you've got going on, have someone else do it.
Right.
Right. You don't need to go on and read that stuff. It can be toxic.
Just shut it down. And I'm totally with you, Joe. And I lean toward being more sensitive than most. We've talked about this on the air and off the air. And so for myself, at times, Lorenzo, I'm trying to preach here. Huh? You're bearing witness to me right now. And I, a lot of times, will stay away from my own mentions on Twitter, or I'll just outright block people at the first sign of anything that gets at me. My goat, it's easier to get my goat than other people. I have a fairly low goat fence. You can just climb right over it at times. So
goat.
I know.
Why is that the analogy?
The old expression of get your goat.
Oh, really? Right. I never heard that.
Yeah.
We're learning today.
If you get somebody, if you get under their skin, it's called getting their goat. And
how
so for
that?
Me and my goat fence is quite low. You can easily get my goat is the way that goes. So sometimes I'll stay away from Twitter for that very reason. Instagram, not so much. But to your point about Kevin Durant, to just play basketball, you know, close down the social media and just play hoop, I think that will help
him. I think that's interesting, though, that just your perspective, Daniel, for you to be honest and share with the billions of listeners about your goat and about your fence and where it is, and to tie that into with KD and where he is and how he, you know, how can he handle this situation because his goat fence is very low. So stop listening to all the noise. So now your fence, it can stay low because you're not listening to the noise and your goat's staying away from the fence. So for you to be able to understand who you are and understand the different the makeups of certain people, that's kudos to you. So Kevin Durant, he's in a situation.
Yeah, good job, Dibs.
It very.
Well, it's the text line too, you know. And we've talked a lot about the text line, and you look at it and people just say unbelievable things to you. But your goat fence is like a freaking moat around it. It's hard to get your goat. Believe me, I've tried for 2+ years now.
I'm pretty laid back, Joe. I'm pretty cool.
So I've been told.
Loved by all.
Yeah. Guys, you should do what I do and just hire people to handle your social media.
There you go.
You know, I don't have any problems. I don't know how to log into my own social media,
but Joseph, let me join early.
Fact or fiction?
Up in 2 days, Gianna produces another Low Wants to Know. So
Can't get his goat because the fence is just impenetrable. Built by other people, of course.
Yes, we'll build the wall. It's tremendous.
No one's getting my goat.
I've been working on that a little bit.
No one's coming in here and getting my goat.
Yeah, go ahead and text me how bad that was, and I won't read it.
There's something to that, though. This is an addiction that people don't realize they have, and this isn't to be some big public service announcement. Try it. Cody, our producer's talked about this before. We've done some of these meditation apps. We kick this stuff around off air, but one of the lessons was be mindful of how often you're going on social, or be mindful of how often you look at your phone. People don't even realize, and I'm so guilty of this. The second I get hit with a red light, right to the phone. Why? I'll get a red light in another 45 seconds and right back to the phone. You don't even realize you're doing it. You go to the grocery store, you get in line. You immediately look at your phone because you realize this 2-minute wait is going to be unacceptable.
Can't handle it.
Speed it up. Get another teller up here to help check us out. Just relax. There was a world before all this, and we all get sucked into it. And because we were told this is good for us, we're connecting on a new level, I don't think anyone saw the downside. Now, this isn't to get too preachy on social, because this is going to lead us on a completely different tangent that this show's done before and done quite well, if I may say. But that might be one thing that could help Durant through all of this. The guy seems, I don't think there's ever been a problem with the burner accounts. It's whatever. You're like any other millennial. You're out there checking what people say about you. Trust me, if I was a superstar athlete, I'm reading the papers. I'm seeing what people say.
Checking every one of those notifications.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know if I'm handling it like him because I can't say what I would say in that situation. I've never been there. But maybe try putting it all down for a couple weeks. See what happens. Try it for a few days. Like when you have some rest days coming up, just put the phone down. Obviously, mom's calling. Family's calling, business is calling, pick up the phone, handle the conversation, but go old school, go dark. LeBron does it every year during the playoffs, right? His little zero dark 23, whatever the heck he calls it.
Yeah, we can say what we ever want to say about whatever LeBron calls it. There's an interesting article about LeBron knew when it was over with him and Kyrie. He was in the same similar situation, and you look at the guy, what he did. He said, I'm going to take a negative
and turn it into
a positive.
Don't let everyone know that. Because we'll break that down next. How can we solve the situation? Remember, the show's core is people helping people. That's what Lowe's going to do next.
Absolutely.
Here on 95.7 The Game.
The game of the year is tonight. And you can hear it only on 95.7 The Game. The 9-1 Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes to the pylon. Touchdown.
Against the 9-1 Rams.
Todd Gurley dives. Touchdown.
It's Monday Night Football.
Let me go!
Kickoff at 5 p.m. only on 95.7. The Game. Joe Lowandibs continues on Monster Monday. Brought to you by Oaks Card Club, FH Daily Chevrolet, and Benjamin Moore Paints.
Welcome to the Money Spot. One consecutive hour of commercial-free art for you, our holiday-bound audience, because we love you, because it's a big Monday, because we got Thanksgiving right around the corner. All that good stuff, people. All that good stuff. Jerry Rice coming up in about 42 minutes at 8 o'clock. A reminder, the NFL Game of the Year, Chiefs at Rams, 5:15 p.m. Pacific. You can catch it right here on 95.7 The Game. As well as on Thanksgiving, we've got all your games right here on 95.7 The Game. Lions hosting the Bears, the Redskins at Dallas, and the Saints probably set for another boating, as we like to say, against the Atlanta Falcons in that one. All right. Beef line in about 11 minutes. we were in a conversation, obviously, about the Warriors. The Texas Swing, not so good, my friend. 0-3, outscored by a grand total of 36 points, 0-3 against the spread. It doesn't look good. We've seen this team lose games where they've looked good. They've just been outplayed. These games are a mess. There's no ball movement. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of chemistry. Most importantly, it doesn't look like there's a lot of energy or enthusiasm. Kerr told us last week, it's going to take some time for the healing to take place. How long is what the big question is. We've been kicking around the idea of Durant, how to get him back into the mix, how to hopefully let bygones be bygones if that's even possible, and the idea of just putting the phone down. Stop with the social media. Stop worrying about what everyone says. Just reconnect. Reconnect with the world. Stop with the internet and focus more on what's happening around you. Live in the moment. Whether or not that could help, whether or not that's something he would even be interested in, who knows? But Lo, you were bringing up a good point right before the break about a fracture in Cleveland. And yeah. Of course, we make the jokes about LeBron, but LeBron and Kyrie had a great thing going. We're coming off a title, and then it fell apart.
It really did. And you saw a situation going into that year, LeBron, everyone said it's over. They can't do it. He can't get along. He can't win. Now he doesn't, you know, Kyrie's the one who won that situation. And all you see this guy did was say, okay, put it on me. Put it on me and I can handle it. And that's the difference. And that's what KD, I think that, why do you think this come out at this particular time? I think it's because of what's going on here in Dub Nation. Because it's a situation where, I'm not comparing Draymond necessarily to Kyrie, but here's a situation when you had two superstars, you know, at odds and they kept it under wraps. Doesn't, you never heard LeBron say, oh, this little guy, or heard Kyrie do anything. They waited. They parted ways. And you saw LeBron still continue to thrive. KD now is in a situation where he's feeling the same type of situation. Can he win without certain guys? All the different things that's going on. And how is he handling it? And I think that this, some of these things that that's why I really believe that they are great friends. And I think that this is a time where KD does need to reach out to certain people that's really close to him. Guys that really care about him. Because right now he's broken and he's fragile. And we know that. And no one can argue and say, oh, KD's just playing at a very high level. It's not that KD's not taking his shots. It's not that KD's not getting good looks. He is fragile and he's broken right now. And Kerr alluded to, hey, it's going to take time. Heal things. It's going to take time. Great players, legends, superstars, no matter what's going on, Kobe and Shaq. What, Shaq slapped him, all the different things. All these stories have happened.
Shaq slapped him?
I mean, pretty much motorboated him and did whatever. Shaq...
metaphorically.
In case he couldn't make it to his funeral where he would slap him in the casket. I mean, he slapped him ahead of time.
I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't know. Shaq did punk him.
How that comes back into it is beyond.
Every 10 minutes, it has to. It's genius.
It really is. But think about it. Kobe still thrived. Kobe still had success, even though Shaq talked about him, punked him. It's been stories out there. Look at certain superstars, no matter what, they're able to rise above all this. And right now, that's what we're looking at KD as an elite of the elitist. And what's going on? The guy mentally right now is fragile, and it goes to show you the same situation that happened in Cleveland. And what was LeBron still able to do? Take an average team and still get him to the NBA Finals.
I think the first thing that Kevin Durant needs to do is look at the games he's played since the Draymond incident happened. Yep. And look at 1-for-17 from three-point land. And aside from what Joe's saying about social media and all that, and I think you're 100% right as a person, but as a basketball player, you got to look at your three-point shot right now and see that you're taking too many quick threes, in my opinion, transition threes, or threes where you're the only one who touches the ball on that possession. Now, I know we're used to seeing ball movement from this Warrior team. KD had an interesting comment on that after one of those games, saying they don't have the team right now to do ball movement, because if you throw it to Damian Jones, he's looking to get rid of it. And Kevon Looney, he's looking to get rid of it. So you can't really run your normal ball movement offense when you don't have five guys who can score on the floor. So it's kind of finding a way to use some of the isolation stuff that Kevin Durant's so good at while also involving his teammates. And right now, I think his shot selection is such that that's why you're seeing his percentages be as low as they have been.
But that's what's helping to compound the issue.
Yes.
Is that right now you have a rift, but you also have to learn to play this different style of basketball because you don't have two of your key pieces in Steph and Draymond. So now you're not only trying to make it work emotionally, mentally, psychologically, you've got to completely reboot what you're doing on the court. How much time does Steve Kerr have on his hands? He's got to play mentor and counselor and advisor to everyone in their you know, issues right now and try to solve all that while managing the team. But he's also got to X and O it because right now it ain't working. I'll tell you the one guy who this is covering up is Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson going somewhere right. and leading his own team does not look like such a great idea. This is the time where they've needed him more than pretty much yeah. ever before.
Right.
And he's nowhere to be found. His numbers are terrible. He can't get into a rhythm. I don't know how much of this is having an effect on him, but he is in a contract year looking at a max deal. And every night, I mean, what was it last night from deep? I had it right here in front of me. He took a ton of shots last night. It was. Yeah.
But why are you searching? That goes to show you.
11 for 26 from deep, or excuse me, from the floor. 3 of 11.
And like you're saying, here's a situation that has nothing to do with Draymond and KD, but this guy's clearly thinking about the max deal, clearly thinking about, man, this is my year.
Do you think that's what's getting to him?
Well, you tell me what it is. Here's a guy. It ain't about Draymond and KD. This guy's got his own things he's dealing with. He does want to get. Whoever thinks that this guy just wants to make 11 or 15 or 18 million a year, you're grossly mistaken. He wants to get paid.
I think he is pressing, but I think it's more about the fit than it is about the money because okay. he sees the situation and he sees what it can be when it's broken. If Steph is out and Draymond's out, and it's he and KD. Klay's not getting the same shots that he normally gets when Steph is on the floor because Steph draws so much action and attention that it gives everyone else space, the space that Klay needs to catch and shoot.
What did Klay do this offseason? Everyone said that he worked on
the dribble and creating.
He knew that's a part of his game that he needed to develop. And so now he's in a situation, a contract year to become a max player. And here's the deal you got two guys that are beefing. I get that, but you're not beefing. You have an opportunity to step up and deliver what you need to be as an all-star type of year to become a max player. And right now, he's coming up short.
You know what? You touched on something there that I was thinking about on Friday. As you go back and forth trying to figure out, Draymond came out with the media, and he never really offered the apology. Yes. And some were like, you do, you don't. Everyone kind of weighed in on that. The one thing about Draymond, when you look around the rest of this team, every single individual has found a way to grow off of a perceived weakness. Start with Steph, the ankles. There was a physical ailment that was holding Steph Curry back. So what did he do? He identified it. He addressed it. He worked on it. He improved upon it. Klay Thompson, exactly what you were just talking about. Great defensive game, great shooter. But if there's a deficiency, it's the ability to create while moving. He worked on that this offseason. You're seeing that on the floor. He's struggling a bit, but
right. But at least
I think everyone feels that when it really matters, he's going to come back around and everything will be fine. Andre Iguodala had to grow from being the veteran leader superstar, which he was in Philadelphia when he was drafted, took over for Iverson, all that stuff, to coming off the bench, being a support player. That's something David Lee had to deal with early on in this whole thing. Just about everyone on this team in some way, shape, or form has had to go through some growth, has had to identify a problem, has had to address it, and it's had to improve upon it, except Draymond Green. His problem is the emotional outburst, and yet it never gets any better. Steph had to address the ankles. Klay had to address the ability to create. Iguodala, with his role, that's an emotional hit. Every single person has made that sacrifice except Green. That's the one thing people have needed him to do. Take it up to the line, but don't go too far. And it happens time and time again, and then we all make excuses. We say, well, you know, that's just who he is. He runs hot. Well, this time he ran too hot. And now you got Joe Lacob talking to the Chronicle over the weekend saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. I've been listening to what everyone's saying. I've been reading it. We're not picking one side over the other. Like, this is a full-blown mess. And he's the guy that needs to grow off this. No one's saying you need to tamper it down. No one's saying you have to change who you are. Because he takes it as such personal offense if he needs to change. You'll notice that's one of the first things he always says. I am who I am. I'm not changing. Everybody else on your team has changed. Every single person on your team has made some sort of sacrifice to change, except you. You took the hit financially. You're still going to get paid. Your big max deal's coming. Don't worry about that. Durant took a sacrifice financially. Steph took a sacrifice financially. Klay hasn't been talking about his contract. Everybody's handling their money the way they need to handle it. But you, like, that's the one thing I kept circling back to. They need him to grow emotionally to some extent. And he seems... And I'm not trying to get on him here. I'm just trying to point out something I'm observing. He seems to be the guy that is completely unwilling to grow in that department, that it's just going to be the same thing. Maybe they get past this. But what's going to happen with the next outburst? Because we all know it's coming, right?
I don't know if it's so much unwilling as it is. You can't, if you're Draymond Green, you can't parse between the fierce ultra competitor, the guy who is so critical to this team, by the way, with the energy, the ball handling, the defense. How do you keep that away from the dark side, so to speak, where you blow up at your coach and you blow up at your teammates, and at times you blow up at the officials and it becomes a problem for your team? I think the two different Draymonds, for lack of a better way to describe it, are so intertwined that I think it's hard for him himself to decide who he wants to be, and how do you restrain yourself from losing your temper but still have that fierce edge on the court? I think the change that he has to make is probably the most difficult of all.
Rejection. I think you got to learn to deal with rejection. And I think Draymond hasn't learned that yet, meaning the fact that no matter what happens, if I'm willing to bare myself and really, really come and apologize, even if you don't accept it, Draymond's quick move, I'm going to be me. Why? He's afraid to necessarily let his guards down completely.
Self-defense.
Exactly. And he doesn't want to necessarily deal with the rejection.
Look at us. We should be psychologists.
We really should.
Psychiatrists.
It's tough to make yourself feel vulnerable sometimes.
Exactly. Mm. Especially after you've done something that what he did is that bad. And he's like, man, this guy may not say, man, okay, I forgive you. So he's like, I'm going to be me, because he's already knows sometimes you're scared to cross that line.
Perhaps underneath that rough exterior is a gentle human being.
It possibly could be Joe.
We should rename the show On the Couch with Joe Lo and Debs.
I love it. I really love it.
Do you?
I enjoy it. I think that we should be on the couch with Joe Lo and Debs. Because
wouldn't want to get slapped while you're laying on that couch,
Joe,
would you?
That's one thing that I really wouldn't like.
Sorry, Coach. It's 7:30 on Monday. No, you're not out of time. You've been here 4 years. You know we got 45 minutes left of this segment.
Are you being mean right now?
Hit me with it.
There's some things in life that really piss you off. Now's your chance to unleash the fury. This is the Beef Line. Proudly presented by Harris Ranch. Legendary beef, legendary quality. Available throughout the Bay Area at Raley's and Nob Hill Foods.
Yes, get over there!
Now, it's time to go beef mode.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I gotta point this out. We can't do a 15-minute segment on people's feelings and being sensitive and trying to help Kevin Durant and try to work this thing through and then go to the beef line, which is really just human beings cutting down other human beings.
Yet that
seems odd, right?
It's somehow so on brand for this program. You know, do as we say, not as we do, I suppose.
The beef line is presented by our good friends at Harris Ranch. Legendary beef, legendary quality. Available throughout the Bay Area at Raley's and Nob Hill Foods. It's like,
what do you do?
You know, I think we could solve this issue. By the way, here comes our next sponsored segment where we're just going to cut each other down with caller number one.
This is Michelle. My beef is with Mr. Lorenzo Neal.
Yes.
One, what does LeBron's taste like? Because you forever got that man in your mouth. Like, seriously, dude. My second beef is, why do you always pull the race card? You are one of the reasons why us black people can't get ahead, because you just can't let that go. Like, seriously, there's only one race, the human race. I need you to really get your together.
Why are you using that type of language, young lady? You need to wash your mouth out with soap, and when I meet you on the street, it's on, mama, it's on.
Kiss your mother with that mouth?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Is she a mother?
Whoever strings these together, did that need to be the first one?
Right.
That was too much.
That was way too much.
There was an emergency executive meeting over the content of the first Beefline call.
Oh, my God.
Somebody greenlit that. I don't want to name names, but somebody pushed that baby over the top.
Over the top.
I mean, is that, dare I say, the call of the month?
No.
Anna had it first.
I think so.
Yeah.
November, I'm so low.
Yeehaw.
Pretty good there.
I love you, sis.
Wow. Man. Okay.
Wow.
I mean, is there
a
caller number two?
That felt a bit aggressive.
A bit?
I heard the unedited version. She said, what does LeBron's cooking taste like?
My God.
That's what she said.
All right, before caller number two, let me ask you. One of two choices. You're at your funeral. They play this Beefline call, and then they conclude your funeral, or one person gets to come up and slap you in the casket.
Flip a coin. My God. That call right there was brutal.
Caller number two.
If Draymond is the glue that holds this team together, it must be holding the team together with crazy glue. Draymond Green is getting paid all this money to play basketball, and he's acting a complete horse's ass out there. But one thing, you don't call your fellow brother the B word in the middle of a heated game. And on the second thought, when they open up the Chase Center, you think they're going to open up the Chase Center without KV. KV is the new big ticket. So Draymond needs to get his act together before they be shipping his ass off to Detroit somewhere where he can really see how they want to play basketball. I got a simple solution, y'all. You get rid of Draymond, KV is gone. Go get Anthony Davis, and then the situation is solved. I'm out of here.
Oh, my God. And the uptick.
My God.
All right.
It's coming hard this
Crazy glue is a good line. I wish I could have stolen that beforehand.
It feels like it was right there for us for days. We didn't do anything about
days
it.
Days on end, yeah.
That's a miss on our behalf, seriously. Ultimately, we are trying to find a solution in which no one has to go anywhere. But for those who want to weigh in, the number is 888-957-9570. I can see the phone lines are already lighting up to talk about the Warrior situation. So after the beef line, we'll get to you. 888-957-9570. Caller, number three.
Yo, my beef dude is Steph Curry. My boy, you get hurt. Anytime somebody touches you and you feel uncomfortable about it, I'm out. I'm out 20 games. Dude, look at Klay Thompson. Look at LeBron James. These dudes rarely, if ever, do they miss games. I used to play professional soccer, and I used to bang my legs up and all that, and I'd be back on the field the next day. I love Steph Curry for what he's done, but he needs to call Guru up for those little blue chewies because he needs to step his game on.
Well, he had another uptick, so it's hard to argue with it.
Blue Chewies, he says. Blue Chewies. I don't know if that helps that kind of groin ailment, the kind that Steph has. I'll have to check the back of the bottle, Joe.
One thing we need to do a better job of around here, clearly, is trying to, you know, really narrow in on the problems. I'm not sure Steph's injury concerns need to be at the forefront of our conversation right now, because if we're going to get to that point, we're in a lot of trouble. This basketball team went from unbeatable to the most dysfunctional the last 20 years. So there's only so much we can solve today. Day one, you go in to see the therapist. You don't lay it all out there and then walk out with your big revelation.
No.
You got to ease into that hot tub.
Exactly. And that's why that first call, Joe, I'm going back. It was out of line.
Oh.
this is what the
Are you on the text line?
Yeah, the 510. The truth hurts, Lo. That call was on point. Listening to her speak the truth. Oh, that was long overdue. Thank you, caller. Listen to her, Lo. That's too much.
This is what I'm talking about.
You're right.
KD, I'm putting down the phone and staying off social.
I'm getting off social right now.
You're going on the text line.
I'm getting off the text line.
You're reading the negativity. You're letting it affect your day.
The goat fence is getting lower right now.
That goat fence.
Everyone's just getting your goat.
I mean, the fence is high.
There is no fence right now. Everybody's just walking onto your property, taking your goat like it ain't no thing.
Man.
God, this is a rough day for the beef line. What else we got?
My beef is with you, Joe. I don't know if you're the one who started it, but you're driving it to the ground. I can't eat a grilled cheese sandwich anymore without thinking about Lorenzo's ferocious forehead or that stupid laugh he does. You ruined grilled cheese for me. I feel like I should be compensated with something. So, Blo, stop kissing LeBron. I told you, it was over for him a couple weeks ago. Stop!
You came jumping in. I got a problem with you, Joe. You start celebrating, and then it really ends up being about your grilled cheese forehead again.
Oops. Yeah.
I did not create your grilled cheese forehead. I just simply heard that comment, and I've discussed it. Now, have I discussed it too often on the show?
Every day.
A debate for other people. A debate for other people, not for this show.
You have made people stop eating grilled cheese, and they're talking about my head. That is... No, you tell me that's not bad.
That's one guy saying he's not having grilled cheese. How many people listened to us on Thursday after that 45-minute grilled cheese rant and went out and had grilled cheese? I would probably say if grilled cheese were a stock and you looked at the Dow Jones today, grilled cheese is through the roof. It's Apple, grilled cheese, Google.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And Google shook because it's falling behind grilled cheese.
I don't know if you've ever looked out the window, Lo, behind Joe, but you see the restaurant that's on the corner?
Yes,
it's grilled cheese place.
Yeah.
That place has got to sponsor your forehead.
I'm starting to put my hat on. I put my hat on because you guys talk so much about my head. I'm starting to get a complex. I'm putting my hat back on.
We should go across the street and get that restaurant to put a mini billboard on your head.
Perfect.
Do you remember Bernard Hopkins had Golden Palace across his back?
Yeah,
for that
20
fight?
Grand.
We should have the grilled cheese thing across
your
forehead.
Really, Joe? Is that what you would like?
Everyone looks at everyone's head, do they not? I'm not looking at your feet when I first meet you.
Maybe we do a remote there, too.
Anna, thank you for jumping in, Anna. Thank you. Hello, Anna. Good morning.
Yeah.
Next call.
My beef is with those 976 butt operators that you have answering the phone. Yo, Lo, Dibs, are you guys kidding me? What are these guys doing back there? Not only are they boring.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling me from?
They're rude. I am calling again tomorrow, right after the beef line, and you guys better take my call.
You know what? That's
time.
Fair.
Yeah.
Because I hang out in the lounge do some stuff like most of you
what
guys do after
about?
The show.
Yep.
And John Curley, who produces Steiny and Guru, he's back there taking calls. What's up, bud? How you doing? What do you want to talk about today? Very nice, very friendly. Is that not how it is back there for us? We pride ourselves on our courtesy and our manners here.
They're rude.
I've always been told, keep it moving. So no. I do. I keep it moving.
The first rule of class is you tell people you have class.
Yes.
And this show has class. So please act accordingly back there.
Say good morning to them. It's a morning show.
Yeah. Good morning. And you know what? Tell them you love them,
Thank
too.
You.
Tell everyone who calls you love them. Good
Thanks,
morning.
Joe.
This is the Joe Lo and Dib Show. I love you. What would you like to talk about? You know how that would bring a smile to people's face?
Right.
Sometimes you can change a person's day with something nice. That's the new rule back there. Start telling people you love them.
Back there, it's people offending other people. P-O-O-P.
Right. Very off-brand. Very off-brand. And you know what? Disappointing, to say the least, now that I'm finding out about this. I'm very disappointed. I'm not kidding. You better start telling people you love them.
Button
what else
up.
We got?
My name's Chris from the city. Yeah, my beef, honestly, is with my boss. I work Monday through Friday. I work hard. I wake up early. I do what I do on this job. I'm a delivery man. And then they always want to call me in to work that Saturday shift because they either got a call out or they either got somebody that doesn't want to work. Why don't you be a manager, step up to the plate, and cover that on a Saturday? Oh, just because you got some soccer game you got to coach for your son? I got kids, too. You don't hear me saying, oh, let me skip out. If you're going to take a management position, be that manager. Step in on that Saturday so low-paying workers and drivers like myself can get a Saturday, Sunday off. And if you don't like it, just become something different. That's my beef.
Wow, a very rare example of a legitimate beef
yes.
on the beef line.
And it works because I'm sure his boss is one of the billions listening, and he recognized the voice, and so that one's going to burn that boss. He shouldn't do that to your employees.
Great news. Part of our beef line sponsorship deal with Harris Ranch includes gift certificates to give away for the best beef of the month. Each month, we will give away a $100 Harris Ranch beef gift certificate available at your local Raley's, Bel Air, and Nob Hill Foods. Couple programming notes. First, Jerry Rice will join us in about 18 minutes at 8 o'clock. Number two, we have just added Kurt Warner to the program. I'm not sure if this is accurate, but Kurt was listening to us. He's very, very excited about the show today. He wants to be a part of it. We said, Kurt, we're busy. We're jammed up a bit, but we got some room for you at 8:45.
You're welcome.
Kurt slid in because he wants to talk to the billion. So Kurt Warner at 8:45, why are you saying you're welcome?
Let's see what he'd say. I got a grilled cheese because he's my buddy, you know? He's not going to say that about
us. So that's a low booking. It's not him wanting to actually call into the beef line. That's him wanting to talk to us because you're boys. Is that why?
So you're telling me at 8:45 we are going to ask Hall of Famer Kurt Warner if he thinks you have a grilled cheese for him. Is that really?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So that's going to be a new low or high, depending on how you look at it. But tune in at 8:45 regardless. Good God. And tonight, the game of games. The Chiefs are at the Rams. We have that game for you right here on 95.7 The Game. Kickoff's at 5:15. We've also got all three Thanksgiving games for you. The Detroit-Chicago game, the Dallas-Washington game, and Saints-Falcons. All right here on 95.7 The Game as we get you set for Thanksgiving week. Wow. Wow, there's a lot to get to here. All right, before we go to Jerry in about 17 minutes, I want to go to the phones because a lot of people, we didn't even give out the number, and a lot of people want to weigh in on KD, on Draymond Green, on the story that just, well, it won't die. And you know what? Hopefully we can find a way to get this thing to where it needs to be. And that's part of what we do here on this show, people helping people. But hit us up if you want to weigh in, 888-957-9570. In addition, if the back room, when they answer your call, doesn't tell you they love you, make sure you let us know, because that's a new rule back there. Tell everybody you love them, and not sarcastically. 888-957-9570.
You got to mean it. Yeah, you got to mean it back there. You can't mail it in with one of those, you know, I love you, just you mumble it under your breath.
Yeah.
You got to really say it.
957 The Game, I love you. What do you want to talk about?
No. No, you really make them feel it. We're trying to help people out here. So, Tom in Palo Alto. Tom, thank you for the phone call. Welcome to the show. The floor is yours. Please go ahead.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. I wanted to give a shout out to millennials because a lot of times people are on their case. But I think in this case, KD was pretty insightful because when he came to the Warriors, He didn't say specifically he wanted to win a championship. Of course, he did. He said he wanted to grow as a basketball player, and he's done that as on the defensive end. He's got a way to go on the assist factor, but at least he's looking for his teammates, sometimes too much. And weirdly, this Draymond thing is exactly what he needs to get better at, is people calling out his stuff straight up in his face and him being able to handle that. And that's a thing that you have to be able to grow as a person to do. And seriously, what better organization in the NBA to do that in than the Warriors? Because they got their act together. Kerr can help you through it. Curry can help you through it. All those people are there. So this is exactly what Durant needs to grow. He didn't know it was going to come in this way, but he knew that it was going to come, and that's how he would develop as the player he wants to be. And I'm out.
Appreciate the phone call. A lot of good stuff there.
And a good uptick, too. And,
yeah, yeah. It really distracts you from everything else that was said, because now that's all I can focus on.
You just wait for it. You wait patiently for it, and he brings it home.
I think he's right. I think you can look at the negative and try to turn it into a positive. This is a way to, if you're sensitive, who better to help you get over that than Draymond Green? The problem, however, will always circle back to this. You can't do it that way. I don't think there's anyone on earth who's going to look at what Draymond did and said, yeah, he needed that. Call a guy out, that's one thing. We saw Peyton Manning, Tom Brady's done it. It happens, man. It happens with leaders. But to that extent, what was said and how it was said, it's going to be very difficult to ever side with that, is it not?
No question. And him and Kate, without a doubt, Durant and Green, they will never be boys again. The line was crossed. Now, will they be social, of course, and can get along and can win a championship together? Can that happen? Only time will tell.
But no Super Bowl party this year.
No, I'm not picking up the phone and saying, oh, I want to come over and hang out and watch a sporting event with you or go party with you in a club. I'm not doing that. You have ruined that. And Green needs to understand that. And like you talk about, Joe, everyone have changed. We're Steph with the ankles. You know, you look at what KD, certain guys have been able to improve their game. Look at, Klay Thompson dribbling the ball more, saying, I'm going to work on those things. Draymond hasn't. And those words that he let get out of his mouth, he has ruined a friendship. And it is forever broken. Now, they can be amicable. And they can play together.
They can be co-workers.
They can be co-workers. But far as them guys hanging out and going to Bible study and stuff together, that's over. That is over. So Draymond has to realize that, and he has to own that. And if that's the way, and he can still go, and he has thick skin, Draymond can just next. He's next. He's going to keep going. That's who Draymond is. KD's not. And KD is going to hold that forever. Now, he's going to move on, and he needs to play basketball, and all those things need to happen. And this team, over time, will probably gel together because winning will come to the forefront. But far as those guys being able to coexist and be together now, Joe, no. And KD, it's going to take time because we're seeing right now he's not able to let it go. And it's showing up in his play. And I know that this Warrior organization, they want him to be here, and they want this guy to play well. But right now, he's not. And it's all due to the fact that he has thin skin and he can't get over what Draymond said. And it cut him to the core. That's why he was suspended.
He's got to let it go because, at least for the sake of this season, because if he continues to let it fester and bother him, if his play doesn't improve, then this team's got real problems come crunch time. Because there's going to be more moments like this between Draymond and KD, or KD and the rest of his teammates, or Draymond and Steve Kerr. There's going to be more issues that come up for this team because it's not going to be a cakewalk to the championship. We know that based on how much better the East is. There's West rivals as well. So no matter what the resolution is long term, whether or not KD comes back or the Warriors look to move Draymond Green, which I don't think that they'll do for this season, the two of them have to find a way to make it work going forward day in and day out.
I think for four or five radio shows, we've done a really good job of identifying the what, the problem. This is what the problem is. What's the how? That's what we need. That's what Kerr's looking for. That's how you solve this, is the how. How does someone who's sensitive get over this? How does a relationship that's been fractured, possibly forever, come together enough so that two people can coexist and achieve the same goal? How? I've suggested, when in doubt, when things get too complicated, simplify. Simplify. Turn the phone off. No need for Instagram for a week. No need for Twitter. Don't worry about what everyone's saying. Turns out, you're one of the richest, most successful human beings on the planet, and you happen to be an awesome basketball player who a lot of people love. So turn everything off. Stop listening to what everyone has to say, because the haters are going to be there no matter what. No matter what you do, and this is what you should take away as your number one lesson from coming to Golden State. No matter what you do for the rest of your career, the haters will be there. And that can be a good thing, because if you don't have haters, that means you ain't doing something right. But LeBron James constantly gets kicked in the teeth. The second someone tries to compare him to Michael Jordan, people cut LeBron James down. The second someone wants to say Brady's better than Montana, they call Brady a cheater. The second Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going to put up the numbers, but he doesn't have the rings. Marino, just work your way around professional sports. All the greats have haters. The question is whether or not you can deal with the haters. Some tolerate them more than others. Durant's the guy that's got to figure out how to put all of it to the side. Turn off the phone. Stop looking at what people say about you on Instagram and on Twitter. Just for a week. Let it go for a few days. Thanksgiving is Thursday. Sit down and have a meal. No matter who it's with, just have a meal. Don't look at the phone. Turn it off. Put it off to the side. Because when you're Kevin Durant, guess what? People come to you, not the other way around. You don't need to worry about missing a business opportunity. People worry about missing out on you being a part of their business opportunity. So just turn the phone off. Well, you know what this is like. You reach a certain level of success, people will wait for you. People will adjust their schedule. That's how it is when you achieve something. When people want you, they'll do what it takes.
You can bring a plus one to a work event when no one else can. And that's, you know, when you get to that much gravitas, that's what happens.
I'm not sure that was necessary.
Thank you.
I thought we were finding a way to spin it forward and bring Lowe in with an example that hit close to home for all of us.
And is that what you were trying to do, or were you trying to take a swipe?
Thank you.
I don't think if you were, bravo, I found it to be humorous.
I don't think any of us know what my motivation was.
Especially when we got the back room telling the callers that they love them. Which, by the way, have you been doing that?
And coming off a rough beef line, I'm sorry, Coach.
Are you really? Throw the five on yourself.
Exactly.
You know what?
It's pretty funny. It's timely, but I'll take the five. Sometimes you gotta take the 15 for a hard hit out of bounds just to send a message to everyone.
We're trying to solve a problem here.
Right.
And we're not going to be able to talk about a guy being less sensitive by cutting each other down. Or maybe we're proving the perfect example. Someone should go up to KD and be like, you hear how those guys talk to each other on the morning show?
I think before we get
surprised
to,
they haven't killed each other.
Exactly.
Before we get to the how, I think we have to really examine the what, because the Draymond KD got exposed, but is there a deeper problem with this team, KD and others? And I think ultimately that's what Steve Kerr has to decipher. And maybe it's a Thanksgiving Day meeting where you get together and you have a turkey lunch as a team and you say, look, guys, let's all just get it all out in the open. If you have a problem with anyone on the team, anybody, let's hear it.
That's Festivus. That's not Thanksgiving. Festivus is the airing of the grievances.
Yes, but you don't have time to wait until Festivus for the rest of us. This is when you need it, and you've got Thanksgiving coming up, and you have, you know, a lot to be thankful for, so you need to get all this stuff out on the table.
Honestly, the fact that Thanksgiving's this week, you probably need to try to take advantage of that. You probably need to get people together and say, look, someone needs to tell a story. Use the opportunity. You play to emotion.
It's,
emotion creates emotion.
You're right.
It's from a movie.
No, but
feels like a Vince Vaughn line.
No, but I think that as kids and as adults and whatever sport that you played for the love of the game, and then all of a sudden it became into something that became financial stability for you. So it became your hobby, became your passion became your job, and now you're in it. So how do you get back to the love, and how do you get back to saying, can we love the game? I love everyone, and maybe you don't necessarily, you know, want to be with everyone and understand because they're different or what it might be to what they've done to wrong you, but you still have to find a way to love the game. I have different issues with different family members, and I have to take the higher road to say, man, I still love you. And you pick up the phone and you make that call, and some things that you're like, I wouldn't go to tell or say it on air, but it's like it hurt. And I mean, and it's family members, and it hurts you so bad. You're like, dude, we're family. And you would put that type of business out there. You would do those things that hurtful to me. And it took me a minute to be able to swallow my pride and say, I can allow this to affect me. I could do the same thing and worse, because I know that I could beat you at your own game. But for what? What is it really going to lead? It's not going to lead to togetherness. It's not going to lead to a family moving, become a championship family. It's not going to lead to us all coexisting together. It's going to lead to division. And we're going to conquer here, you divide here, you fall here. You still have a superstar in KD. He's definitely a conqueror. But can they unify? because he's going to be a talent. Steph's going to, all those guys are talent. That's what made this team so unique and so special. Everyone said, how can you have so many superstars together on one team and everyone still coexist? Until you can unify that front again and let them play with that joy and play that with that kid, and it's about winning and the high five and the hugging and kissing and all those things, that's joy. That's what winning is. It's not the talent right now that's losing this game. It's because of the love and it's the heart and all those things that are missing. That's what's going on with the Dubs. And they'll continue, and they're not winning the championship if they don't get that fixed. They are not winning this, and it will go down as horrible. So you got to have other guys infuse in this thing. And if not, there's going to have to be drastic changes in order to get this team back together.
Play to the ego, like we've been saying. You don't have to be best friends, but if you don't win this year, you will go down as the greatest collection of talent to never win a championship in the history of professional sports. This year's team, specifically. Boogie Cousins does not want that on his resume. Nobody does. Numbers 888-957-9570. We'll start with Manuel in Fremont. Manuel, welcome to the program. First and foremost, did the back room tell you they loved you when you called?
I'm going to give them a free pass and say I think they did, but if they didn't, I love you guys.
Thank you so much.
That being said, I'm gonna make this really quick and simple. KD needs, I'm going to piggyback off a lot of words that you guys used. Number one, the Warriors were a family before KD got here. He's like an in-law right now. Number two, in my opinion. Number two, KD is the Warriors plus one, and he needs to remember that, all right? You know, a lot of things that are coming out is circling around what we saw Draymond do. But you know what? There's always pretext before context. Who knows how KD carried himself in the locker room or around the other Warrior players? We don't see that kind of stuff. And maybe that stuff was festering in Draymond over and over again. And he finally just let it loose. You know what? Put it this way. KD wants to be the man. All right, fine. You know what? Steph's not there and Durant's not there. So you know what? Be the man. And the last few games, you ain't the man, because just like what Lowe said, you can't get over it. And then you know what this brings to mind? Lowe, I think you were in the league already. Remember when Tim Harris went to the Niners and him and Charles Haley couldn't coexist?
Yep.
To the point that Charles Haley urinated on Tim Harris' car allegedly? And what'd they do? They sent Haley off packing. And what did that accomplish? No Super Bowls for the Niners, and I think maybe two for Charles Haley. So you know what? Whoever did what, that's besides the point. Both of y'all got to get it together. And if you can't, then it's going to lead to drastic changes for this organization. So I'm not going to try to pick one side over the other right now, even though it comes off like it, because winning is more important than anything else right now for the fans and for this team. And it should be the priority. But quite honestly, like I said, there's always pretext before context. And if Durant blows off like that, we all think that Durant is this Draymond is this volatile character. But you know what? It's not like he's calling everybody the B word every opportunity he gets. That man is a very smart defensive player, and I think that he could have probably chose the venue a lot better.
Manuel, appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. Lots of good stuff. I appreciate the part, especially where it started with, I'm going to keep this brief, and then 5 minutes. we'll do the 5 minute monologues around here.
It's all relative, and that was the pretext leading into the context of his actual call. He was a big pretext context guy.
A lot of good points in there.
Great
one thing
point.
I would say, the idea of KD being an in-law, they were a family before he showed up, that's not going to solve anything saying that stuff, number one. Number two, you recruited him. Remember that. The Hamptons meeting didn't need to happen.
You wanted to marry him.
You went to the Hamptons and you tried to sell him on your team. So he's as much a part of the family as anybody. He didn't come to you. You went to him. Let's always remember that. Always. That's important. But some good points. It's not to say that he hasn't done anything that's rubbed people wrong. Clearly, for Green to overreact like this, or to react like this, I should say, something was rubbing him the wrong way. And it probably gets frustrating when you're trying to go team first for year after year after year after year. And you got to hear about this guy every single day in his free agency. Durant's handling his business, but he also has to realize that his handling of his business might not rub off well on everybody else.
Right, especially when everyone is trying to handle their own business in their own way. And for Draymond, he wants to get first team all defense so that he can qualify for that Supermax. And Klay Thompson's got his deal coming up at the end of this year, for crying out loud. So everybody is out there trying to get their money, and already you have early on questions about Patrick McCaw and what he's doing. And if you're getting asked about Kevin Durant and is Klay leaving, what about Draymond? it gets exhausting, I'm sure, in that locker room.
After a while, you can take it so long. It's sort of like if there's a person that you've just been chasing your whole life, Dibs, and all of a sudden you buy them those pair of shoes, those Christian LeBoutons you won. Okay, bam, got it on a date. Next year, you give them to two. You give them three pair, four pair, and all of a sudden, but they're still that nagging individual. And now you finally get to the point, and you said you went to the top of the mountain. You've been there.
You got all these LeBoutons.
You got all those things that you wanted from that individual, and now they're still the same. KD's always been KD, and all of a sudden now you expect them to change, and you're just to a point now, you're like, I've given, and you're saying, wow, when are you going to, and it's like, no, and then you have that blow up. Draymond took it too far. Draymond shouldn't have did what he did. You heard guys on that team say, we're not going to have this deal, we're going to beg this guy anymore, and he said, I don't want that. So now you have a situation, Draymond took it too far, and now you're seeing, this guy's been like, I've always gotten the LeBoutons, you guys always did this, you know who I was, and now they're just to a point where they're fed up. And you see the team's not playing with the joy, they're not playing with that, even though still guys got the LeBoutons, he's still the most beautiful, still she's still pretty and all those things, but it just ain't working anymore.
Nice uptick. If you are on hold and you want to get through, we will get to you in just a few moments. It's Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. If you can't call, hit us up on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Good morning and welcome to your 8 o'clock hour. Hall of Famer Kurt Warner will join us in about 45 minutes to preview tonight's Rams-Chiefs showdown, which we will carry here at 5:15 on 95.7 The Game. But for right now, he is a Hall of Famer, a three-time Super Bowl champion, a 13-time Pro Bowler, and part of the 95.7 The Game family, Jerry Rice, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Look, I just say, let those guys put the gloves on, you know, Durant, and let them box it out, man. It's okay.
You know what? This is exactly one of the reasons we were so excited to talk to you today, because you have had success at all levels. You've also been through adversity. You've played for a variety of teams. You've seen it all in your career. This situation, how does this strike you when you hear all the news coming out of the Warriors? Is this something that can be solved?
Well, you know, when everything is going just right, and I think the Warriors, that team is, they have been perfect. And they got so many great players on that basketball team. And you need a little turmoil. You need this to happen with the team. But, you know, I remember old Charles Haley. Charles Haley used to take guys to this little park.